Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation.
Welcome back. In this series, we're walking alongside Ben Franklin through his autobiography to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every single day. This is Benjamin Franklin's Part 10, Don't Just Build a Career, Build a Community. Most successful people eventually ask one of two questions. The first is, how can I make more money? The second is, how can I make a bigger difference? Benjamin Franklin had reached the point where his printing business was thriving. He could have spent the rest of his life simply becoming wealthier. Instead, he began asking a much more interesting question. What problems in Philadelphia can I help solve? That question would change not only his life, but the future of an entire city. By this stage of his career, Franklin's printing business and newspaper had become highly successful. Financial security gave him something many people never have enough of: the freedom to think beyond himself. Instead of asking how to grow his business, Franklin began looking closely at the needs of Philadelphia. One problem immediately stood out to him: public safety. Franklin believed the city's system of policing was ineffective. The chief constable collected taxes but failed to provide the level of protection citizens then deserved. Rather than simply complaining, Franklin did what had become his signature habit. He studied the issue. He wrote an essay explaining the problem. Then he proposed a practical solution. For Franklin, criticism was never enough. If you identify a problem, you should always offer a better way forward. Fire protection presented another challenge. In a growing city built largely out of wood, fires could quickly become catastrophic. So Franklin helped to organize one of Philadelphia's first volunteer fire companies. Neighbors agreed to train together, maintain equipment, and respond whenever a disaster struck. The idea spread. One company became several. Several became many. Eventually, Franklin noted with a bit of self-gratulatory satisfaction that nearly every able-bodied man in Philadelphia belonged to a volunteer fire company. What began as one small act of civic leadership transformed the entire city's preparedness. Around the same time, a remarkable preacher arrived in Philadelphia. Excuse me. Although Franklin never fully embraced the preacher's theology, he deeply admired the man's character and communication. The preacher had no permanent church building where he would do his preaching. Instead, he spoke outdoors, in fields, on street corners, and wherever crowds would gather to hear him. Thousands came to listen. Franklin became fascinated, not only by the message, but also by the messenger. He witnessed firsthand how powerful spoken words would move people to generosity, cooperation, and most importantly, action. Unlike an essay that readers could analyze slowly or criticize at length, a speech possessed a unique emotional force. It reached both the mind, and the heart at the same moment. Inspired by the preacher's impact, Franklin joined others in his community, and they raised money to build a large meeting house. Importantly, it wasn't built for one denomination. It was designed as a place where any sincere preacher could come and share ideas with the community. Even here, Franklin was building institutions that encouraged open dialogue rather than division. Professionally, his own success continued to grow. Looking back, Franklin made an observation every entrepreneur understands. It's the first 100 pounds that is the hardest. Once credibility is established, opportunities tend to multiply. Success often attracts more success. Rather than viewing younger printers as a threat to his really strong and established business, Franklin helped several of his former employees establish their own printing business. He believed there was plenty enough opportunity for everyone. One lesson especially stood out to him. These partnerships succeeded because expectations were clearly established from the very beginning. Everyone understood their responsibilities. Everyone understood the agreement. Clear expectations prevented future conflict. It was another practical lesson Franklin would carry throughout his life. So here are a few lessons that I picked up from this chapter. Lesson number one, stop asking, what's in it for me? Franklin's career changed the moment his attention shifted outward. Instead of constantly asking how to grow his own business, he asked how to strengthen his community. Ironically, those efforts often created even more opportunities for him. Contribution has a way of creating influence. Lesson number two, complain less, build more. One of my favorite things about Franklin is he is rarely stopped by criticism. If something wasn't working, he designed an alternative approach. Anyone can identify problems. Leaders organize solutions. Before criticizing the next broken system you encounter, ask yourself, what small improvement could I actually make here to help? Lesson number three, never underestimate the power of speaking. Franklin spent much of his early life writing. Now he discovered something equally powerful. A compelling speech can move people in ways a written page sometimes cannot. Ideas matter, but ideas delivered with passion, clarity, and sincerity can inspire people to act. For anyone listening who belongs to an organization like Toastmasters or simply wants to become a better communicator, that is a very, very encouraging reminder. Words spoken, spoken well, still have the power to change communities. Lesson number four, clear expectations preserve relationships. Franklin's business partnerships succeeded because everyone understood the rules before the problems arose. Misunderstandings often destroy relationships. Clarity strengthens them, whether in business or marriage or friendship or volunteer organizations. Clear expectations are one of the greatest acts of kindness we can offer. As I finish this chapter, I couldn't help thinking about something Franklin never actually says, but is constantly demonstrating. He didn't become a civic leader because someone elected him. He became a civic leader because his life was about caring enough to act. He saw problems. He gathered people. He proposed solutions. He built institutions. He improved the place where he lived. Reading this chapter 250 years later makes me wonder if that's the formula. Maybe stronger communities don't begin with bigger governments or louder arguments. Maybe they begin when ordinary people decide to do what Benjamin Franklin did. See a need, gather a few friends, and get to work. So remember, dear listeners, the lessons are older than we are, and they are just as relevant today.